something for the weekend. Good morning. It is Saturday. It's Trina Mar. I'm going to have a sip of my tea here. Thanks, Damien, for the tea.
Not at all. Sure, look it. That's what I'm here for.
Mm. Makes a lovely cup of tea as well. Damien, what do you have in news from the net from
well,
today?
Well, the big story was yesterday Philip Schofield announcing to his audience, his viewers, and with the help of his colleague Holly, that he was gay.
Do you know what? It came up on my computer yesterday morning, and Aisling Lynch from the Niall Boylan Show was sitting next to me, and this pop-up came up, and I'm always getting this spam, and I said, would you look at that? There's more spam. They're saying Philip Schofield is gay, and we were kind of going, geez, the rubbish that goes around in the spam. And the next thing, 2 minutes later, we were like, hang on a second, this is actually correct, because we noticed it was everywhere within about 30 seconds.
Now, two things. I rang two people. I rang you first before my wife.
And her work wife.
Yeah. So I rang you and I said, what? Because we're getting ready for the show. And yeah, it was true. Then I rang my wife, right? And I said, Leona, I said, Philip Schofield is gay. She was going, no way. She said, I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised. Then I got talking to a gay friend of mine. And he says, I knew it.
Well, I don't know how anybody knew, because his wife of 27 years didn't know and his two grown-up daughters didn't know. So I never suspected Philip Schofield.
As Niall Boylan said yesterday, his mum knew. So if his mum knew, did his wife know? Yeah, mammies know those things.
Yeah.
Of course she did, I'd say.
My heart really broke from when he had to give that interview, because they don't normally work on a Friday. Holly and Philip are normally off, and it's Ruth Langsford and Eamon Holmes. Yeah. So they started presenting the show, and then they linked over to Holly and Philip. And Holly really was the woman to do the interview with, wasn't she?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I agree. But look, before he got married, did he not know he was gay? Do you know what I mean?
Like, but it was different times, though.
Maybe he changed his mind.
He's obviously known all along.
Did he wait till the kids were reared? I don't know.
Yeah, people do that. I don't think it's that he changed his mind. I think he probably knew all along, and maybe career-wise he thought it was going to affect his career, which is, I think, is crazy, because the media, sure, most people are probably gay in the media.
Well,
you
that's
know?
Awful pressure, in fairness, then, to him in his own head, and to be carrying that around.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what he said in the interview, that he was meeting these people every day, interviewing them on the sofa on This Morning, and they were telling all their secrets on national television, and he was thinking, why am I keeping this a secret too?
But I think, you know, the opinion around our office and generally people in my circle is sympathy for him, but huge outpouring of sympathy and love. And my God, God help her, his wife.
The wife, I know. Because what do you do? Like, I assume they split up now and they go their separate ways. So it's very, very sad, because they seem to be really close, always holiday together, even though the kids are grown up now.
Well, not even 10 days ago the National Television Awards were on and they were photographed together. And you look at the picture now and you think not a thing wrong.
Does he move out? What happens? Or do they continue on living together as a family under the same roof?
It's their own business now, but it's a tough one.
His happiness is the most important bit. And wouldn't you hate to hear that, you know, he harmed himself or something happened because he didn't feel like he could tell anybody? It's out there now.
What about his wife, Steph, though? In fact, when you think of the other thing, it's like she's going to intricately go through the last 27 years and go, Jesus, why did I not see it? What did I not see?
I know.
I mean,
well, it was the same with Michael Barrymore's wife. They were married 25 years or more as well, weren't they? So here is a clip of that interview that Philip Schofield did with Holly Willoughby yesterday morning.
It's out there now. How does this moment feel?
It's funny because everyone I've spoken to, have all been so supportive and so loving and caring. And my entire family, to a person, have grabbed us and said, it's okay. We love you. We're proud of you.
Yeah.
And every person I tell, it gets a little lighter and a little lighter. But at the same time, you know, I have made this decision, which is essential for me and essential for my head.
Yeah.
And that's principally the reason that I've done this. Of course, I'm really very aware that, you know, Steph and the girls are home watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been supporting us as we got to this moment, because we all knew it was coming. I mean, I feel a little lighter, but I also am very, very aware of, you know, that there's no question that I've it causes pain and it causes upset.
So the best of luck to Philip Schofield. I'm glad to hear that he wasn't forced into making this announcement. We were all worried that a journalist was about to maybe leak the story and was threatening him into doing this.
Yeah.
But it seems that he just felt it was the right time to tell everybody that he's gay.
That's that. So
That's that. Thanks, Damien. When are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hits Sunday. Don't miss it. Every song picked by you. We're on the air from 11 a.m.
It is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.